Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. There is no way around the Pharaoh's decree. All male babies must die by drowning. The Pharaoh of Egypt is serious about reducing the population of the Hebrew slaves one baby at a time. Step into my story and find out how they will get around this no boy policy. The Pharaoh has decreed that each male newborn baby must be tossed into the Nile River to die. All male Hebrew babies must die. He's reducing the Hebrew population one child at a time. Jochebed had been hiding her child for 3 months, but it became too difficult to continue to hide him. So her daughter crafted a plan. They took a basket, made it waterproof with tar. Then, on that day that the daughter of Pharaoh was bathing in the Nile, they released the basket with the child upstream from her. The daughter of Pharaoh saw the basket floating in the water and plucked it from the reeds, only to find an adorable baby in the basket. She felt pity on the child and decided to name him Moses, for she drew him out of the water. Then she instructed her Hebrew servant to fetch a maid to nurse the child. Oh, the maid brought the mother's child to the princess. "I want you to take this child and nurse him for me. I will pay you a proper wage, and when he's been weaned, bring the child back to me." Oh, Jochebed was thrilled. Not only would her boy live, but she would get paid to mother him, at least until he was weaned from her. After that, she turned him over to the princess, and Moses became her son. He was now a Hebrew-Egyptian prince in the family of Pharaoh. God's hand is amazing. Who would have thought that not only Moses' life was spared, but his mother got the opportunity to raise him for the first few years of his life? Now a Hebrew, descended from one of the sons of Israel, is a prince in the house of Pharaoh. Only God could orchestrate such events, which means God has a plan to save his people, the descendants of Israel. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.